I was divorced. I had a kid. And I temped as a secretary, she said. Basically, you took to acting classes to get laid. When it came to getting parts, she didn't fit the mold. I was perky. It was the years of Sally Field and The Flying Nun. Bond, with the other misfits, trying to break into Hollywood, including Reiner, whom she wed in 1971. By then, he was starring in TV's All in the Family. And, by the way, he adopted her daughter, Tracy. Marshall got her own break when her brother cast her in his show, The Odd Couple. A few years later, he hired her and Cindy Williams to guest star as Fast Girls on Happy Days. Laverne and Shirley soon got their own hit spinoff. It's like we have telepathy, Williams said, of their chemistry on the 1976 to 1983 series. You can't slip a playing card between us. Stardom caused tension between the co-stars, and in 1982, Williams quit. But Marshall, who divorced Reiner in 1981, found a new passion directing episodes of the show. After the series ended, she directed the 1986 movie Jumpin' Jack Flash. 2 years later, the mega-hit Big made her an A-list director. Penny brought pathos, truth, vulnerability, humor, and a brilliant performance out of Tom Hanks, says co-star Elizabeth Perkins. He trusted her, and I trusted her. Marshall said she made her vulnerability a secret weapon. I have a massive insecurity complex combined with a huge ego, she said. I never say, do it this way because I want it this way. I just mumble and make people keep asking my opinion until they get it out of me. Although her health declined and her last movie was 2001's Riding in Cars with Boys, Marshall never truly retired, taking TV directing gigs and even guesting on the new version of The Odd Couple in 2016. She was shocked at her surprising success. It never went to her head, says Cindy Miller, Marshall's friend and seatmate at LA Clippers games for the past 16 years. She was so sweet, but rough around the edges, like a barbecued marshmallow, crispy on the outside and the most mushy marshmallow on the inside. She was always the girl from back in the Bronx.